MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
My guest tonight is a four-time Olympic gold medalist, a three-time WNBA MVP, a motivational speaker, a realtor, and one of the greatest basketball players of all time. Give it up for my homegirl, Lisa Leslie!
That's my dog right there.
That's right. Represent. Go out and get you a pap. That's them girls. She got her own shoe. She got her own shoe. Give it up. These are dunks. These are Lisa Leslie dunks. Yeah.
Thanks to Nike. 25th anniversary of the WNBA, and they came out with the dunks. So.
Yeah. First of all, how about it's just so cool to have you in front of me right now?
Yeah, thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
Leslie, wait, can I just stop you on show for a second? Because Okay. Your book is amazing.
Thank you so much.
Amazing. I don't know, people, if you haven't got it, get it, listen to it. I'm on chapter 6. I've been laughing, crying, laughing again, crying. Yeah. But it's amazing, amazing.
Thank you so much. I laughed and cried a lot too.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Like, we're both from the, like, same area, right? Yes. Like, we both played ball in L.A. I don't think I was as good as you. I definitely know I was not as good as you.
Yeah, I know that, too. But it's okay, because you played ball, and you went to college playing ball. That's awesome.
And look, I thought I played you in high school. You remember when we first met, I was like, yeah. I played against you. Remember, we almost got into a fight, and you was like, girl...
No, I did have a few fights. I did. I would say my alter ego is probably your persona as a comedian. So it's like I'm very calm and collected off the court, but on the court, my game is like how you talk.
Exactly.
Always.
Exactly.
Do like, but you don't want to see me.
Don't come in my house. Right. That's what we were telling them. Don't come in our house.
Exactly.
Okay, so if we played ball like at our best, me at my best, you at your best, who you think would have won?
No, that's not a good question. That's not a good question. You want to do over? Because me at my best is the best.
Wow. Like,
oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm using all 5 fouls on you.
But just know, I was the kind of player that I just match whatever energy you come. So if you want to fight, we can fight. If you want to play nice, we can play nice. Like, I really believe in that, too.
But I love you, though.
Yeah. It's amazing, though, right? Because we got a chance to be, like, so fierce and to play a sport that we love.
Yes.
And for me, it was really about the next generation. You know, we didn't get as much spotlight as young women get now, especially in the WNBA. But having that opportunity and that platform to be a role model for the next generation, that's all I kept thinking about, is those little girls out there who are going to see me, who want to be like me.
Yes. Yes. So
that was it.
Yes.
Lipstick and all, you know?
Because it was so crazy when I was coming up, we didn't have the WNBA. You know, we can go overseas and play. And just to see it form and you just, like I said, made it look good and looked good doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
thank you.
They called you Hollywood, right?
Yes.
And because you knew how to dress. This is the question I have. We're both tall.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how hard was it for you to find clothes?
Oh, the worst. All my clothes were men's clothes, first off. It was like a men's blazer. My mom would, like, get it tailored. I wore men's jeans. I had to get, you know, I wore like a, well, back then, I only wore like a 2 or a 4.
Right.
And I mean, I'm in an 8 now. But it's like, it was tough because everything had to be altered for me, but I had to buy men's clothes. But then I'd wear like V-neck shirts. Mike, when I look back at those outfits before I started making money, it was tough, but I always had a feminine nature, and I feel like my mom would always teach me to just be true to myself. Everybody else is taken, right? So you have to show up. I started playing basketball late at 12, so I was really into fashion and etiquette and wanting to be a model. Wow. That was my thing. But basketball just came, and it was like, this is my way. Yeah.
How did you become so good? Like, was it coaching, or was you already like...
Thank you. Yeah. You know, it's my work ethic. Now, first off, I'm very competitive. Now, I mean, I'm like spades, dominoes, Pictionary, whatever it is, I'm trying to win. Like, it's not fun for you. Don't come to my house if you're not ready to compete. Like, people that say, like, oh, no, it's not that serious. Oh, no, you probably don't want to come over here.
Don't come over here,
Don't come over here. I don't want to take the fun out of it for you, so I'm just going to sit it out.
Yeah.
But if I'm playing, I'm coming to win.
Oh, I will curse you out if you're my partner in spade.
Oh, don't renege.
Get up! Get up from the table now.
Excuse me. Don't renege. Did you see that joke? Did you see me leave with the diamond? That's because I only got one.
If you renege, you never invited back to my house.
Don't come back. People might not know. Renege means to play a book that is either you do have another in that suit or you're not paying attention to the game and don't realize.
They already know what that is.
Right. Competition is my thing, though. So I've always loved being competitive. But fashion was something that I liked. I couldn't afford to do at a high level. But I just feel like when you have style. Style is important to me. And sometimes I look at some of the videos, I'm like, girlfriend, that was not it.
Yeah, because I don't think I had style until I got a stylist. And that's for real. I'm not,
like 10 weeks ago?
No. Yeah, until Brian started dressing me, child. He saw my closet when he first met me. He was like, you know what I mean?
Because it's
tough. Just buying stuff that fit. And New York and Company was the only place that had jeans and stuff that was...
I'm sorry.
So, it was rough. But they was like, you know, not to shit on them. I don't want to shit on New York.
No, but New York and Company now, they did great. Gabrielle Union was with them.
They got their thing together.
But at first, it was kind of silky.
I still like their jeans because their jeans was long enough. Them and Tall Girls. You remember Long Tall Sally? Yes.
Long Tall Sally?
See, y'all don't know the troubles of a tall girl.
Right.
With the big feet.
Thank goodness for Fashion Nova.
Yes. Oh, my God. No, Payless started doing the big shoes. They started doing the big shoes.
You went way back. Payless.
Oh, yes, I did.
Payless.
Nordstrom Rack.
But Payless was the first ones. Like, you could get a pair of kids.
Nordstrom Rack, you could get like a size 14 at Nordstrom Rack.
I think Payless came out before Nordstrom Rack.
Nordstrom Rack came out. Well, Payless was out, but they wasn't doing big shoes like Nordstrom Rack. Girl, we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
So let me ask you a question, okay? So would you...
Sorry, have, is this
that's water. Okay. Yeah, that's water. That's actually alcohol. No. would you, like, when the NBA, WNBA started, I know it was pretty exciting.
Yes.
But would you like to play the WNBA when it first started or the WNBA now?
Well, that's a great question. First off, I started in the beginning, so I was one of the faces of the WNBA.
Right.
But if I played now, I would have made so much more money because I was into fashion and, you know, skincare, hair care, being a role model, deodorant, anything.
Yeah.
Toothpaste for teeth, you know?
Yeah, right.
It's not too late, folks out there. You know.
Like, they can get your number.
Because they can call me. But, yeah, I think I would have had a more lucrative outcome if I played now. And I still would have been blocking shots. Like, you know, me and Asia would have been going at it.
Oh, my God.
I love Asia.
I love her. Now, because you dunked.
Yes.
You dunked. And I'm going to ask you a question. Because, see, I know a lot of men ask you this. Because, you know, men love to ask dumbass questions. But I know a lot of men have asked you, like, hey, should we lower the rim so y'all can dunk more and it could be more exciting?
Right.
What's your answer to that?
No. My answer is no. I think the game is amazing.
If anybody
has watched the WNBA, you already know these ladies are playing at such a high level. It's like blurred lines with the men and the women. Yes, the dunk is amazing. Yes, more women have dunked, but I wouldn't change anything about our game. The product is phenomenal. Even college women's basketball is phenomenal. Can't wait for Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark to get to the WNBA. Like, it's just amazing. We're doing a great job.
So will we look at the camera right now and look at all those people?
Which one you want me to look at? One or two?
I don't know. Which one we look at? This one right here? This one right here? All the people that doubted that the WNBA was going to make it.
Right.
You voted! Yeah!
Whatever. Hey, we at the bank, though.
We at the bank,
We're cashing paying checks.
That's right. Now, what I heard about NIL deals, I think they call it NIL.
Is it NIL, yes.
NIL name. Deals?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so they get those in college. Oh, which, child, I was so broke in college. Like,
yes.
What is the advantage of that? Because, you know, they make more money than being in the WNBA.
I do know that. So here's the deal. In college, I had $5. I used to get a burrito at the burrito truck, and you eat half before a burrito because you can eat half before practice and then half after the practice.
Right.
NIL, these women and men are getting paid so much money for their deals. The same whether it's cosmetics, outfits, they're getting their Nike and other shoe deals early on when you're in college. So imagine that. I had to wait. I signed my first Nike deal my first day after my last game. So I had to be completely finished from being eligible in college before I could go pro. Oh. Now, you do realize that only applies in usually sports that are dominated by African American. Mm. So that happens to the football players and the basketball players. But there are other sports that does not apply. You can get endorsement deals in other sports, tennis, soccer, you know, other sports. So it's interesting that this NIL really opens the door for so many athletes, and especially athletes from our communities, that there is no trust fund happening, that they are the first millionaires ever in their
first
family.
And making money to even be able to support the family, to be able to send money back. It's like a lot of people are leaving a big family that, like, they probably was working and helping.
Yes.
And, yeah, man.
Let me just tell you, my mom's drove an 18-wheeler truck. My mom would give me $200 if she could. $200 is a lot of money. She'd give me $200, and if she could do it every month or every other month, and I would have to manage while at USC with all these kids who come from a background of money, and I'm trying to manage this $200 just to, like, make it, hence the $5 burritos.
Right.
So, you know, your eating is not as healthy as it could be because you don't have enough money to necessarily eat healthy. So I think the NIL deal is opening doors for so many kids, and the key to that is going to be money management because a lot of times we ignore those conversations because we didn't have money.
Yeah.
So if you don't have money, how do you know how to take care of money, how to invest money, and hence that's how I got into real estate.
Yeah, because I'm like, how come we need a class on teaching kids how to check books and bank accounts and interest rates?
That's my biggest advice. I became a real estate professional with my husband. We have the Lockwood Group, which is our real estate company. We are in the luxury space with Keller Williams. But why? It's because it's important to invest your money and get the return on your money. And a lot of times kids, especially when you're first generation, you're thinking house, cars, chains, necklaces, stuff, right? Because that's what we see, that you think people with money. But in fact, it's about that education of how can you make this money make money for you? You will not be able to play forever, right?
And you got to take care of your kids. And you get old.
But people, when you're 19 or 20, you can't. 40 is old to a 19-year-old.
You're going to turn 40 and not be able to play that sport. Yeah.
Yes, and that money could have just created compound interest for you. It's a way to make a living for not only your family, but the family that you might have in the future. And so that's always our message when we're trying to get our real estate company out there. We deal with a lot of celebrities and athletes and helping them to invest that money so that they'll have it to return and share with their family. Let me know when you're ready to buy some.
Girl, you know I am. I want to ask you, and this is probably something just off the cuff for me, is what would you tell Black girls like us that's tall and awkward and don't know how to really express how they feel, or just kind of scared and walk hunched over because they're ashamed of their height or what they look like? What would you say to them?
My first thing is about having faith. I was a child that had so much faith in God, and I was praying like, Lord, let them see me as beautiful. Like, you know, you want to be appealing, but it's hard when you just don't. I mean, we didn't have all this stuff all hooked up. You're just a regular kid looking out there in the world. And I feel sorry sometimes for these kids because they have social media. So they're being exposed to even more beautiful, perfect looking people with all these filters and all these things. I would be so discouraged, I think, if I was a young kid now. But I would just say to learn to love yourself and then just be patient. Write down your goals. That was the biggest thing for me. My short-term goals were goals I wanted to achieve within 1 year. And then my long-term goals were goals I wanted to achieve within 5 years. And those goals kept me focused. I put them on my mirror in the bathroom. I put them on the refrigerator because, you know, our girls got to eat. And I would go, but when I see these goals, my sacrifice was go to the gym and put up the 200 shots, 500 shots,
yeah.
as opposed to going to the mall hanging out with my homegirls.
That's real talk, though. That's real talk. You
sacrifice.
Gotta be uncomfortable. You gotta be uncomfortable to be successful sometimes for a little while. You know, you gotta work it.
One of the things Kobe and I would always talk about, the great Kobe, I love him so much, that it's just everybody's not willing to make the sacrifice.
No, no. And they don't understand. They want the now, but they don't want the how.
Yeah, it's hard work. It's hard work.
Oh my God!
I know.
I'm in love with you!
My new friend!
Oh my God!
When you coming to my house? You coming to Thanksgiving?
Yes, we're gonna definitely.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up, and we all know how difficult it is to have dinner with some of your family members. But this year is going to be different.
Thanksgiving is just around the corner, and that means getting together with family members who you might not see eye to eye with. But this Thanksgiving, Leslie Jones will come to your house and politely interject when the conversation becomes political.
I'm just thankful that Roe v. Wade was finally overturned.
That's the conversation you want to start right now at this table while everybody's happy during Thanksgiving. While we trying to be happy, you know what? Have some dry-ass turkey and shut the f*** up.
It's insane.
The way I see it is your generation are all a bunch of lazy socialists.
Who is you calling lazy? You can't even bring proper pie to Thanksgiving. And stop kissing the kids in the mouth. That's nasty. They don't like that.
Plus, Leslie can help prevent annoying conversations before they even begin.
Try that mega shit. Try it. And I'll tell everybody in this room that you use Nana's Wi-Fi to jack off.
And if that doesn't work, Leslie goes back to basics.
I'll just say, these transgender people...
Can I have some of
this?
Leslie will even stop by the kids' table to teach them how to shout down problematic relatives.
No. Okay, look, from the diaphragm. You ready? 1, 2, 3.
Talking to your family is hard. Watching Leslie Jones shut them down is easy.
And I think it should be acknowledged that this dinner is taking place on Cherokee land.
Shut up! All this land is Cherokee. If we talking about, can you spell indigenous? You can't even spell it, can you? Shut up!
Don't agree with me.
Thank you for
inviting me. Shut up.
Who invited me to this?
Available for all holidays where family are included.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My guest tonight is an author and a national political correspondent for NBC News and MSNBC, and I'm totally obsessed with him. He has gotten me through every election. He is the king of the khakis, and he has an apartment in my heart.
have never met him in person until this moment, so I am so excited to welcome and finally see live and in person, right here for real, Steve Kornacki!
Great to meet you.
Okay, so hi.
It's great to meet you.
You too. Oh my God, it's so crazy that we've never met before, yeah. You know? So I'm pretty sure you know that I'm totally obsessed with you.
I've seen some clips.
Would you like to see the big clip that they made of our love?
Let's take a look.
Steve Kornacki is the sexiest nerd on TV. When he would grab the thing and be like, no, and then Mark on the board, I was like, oh God, just keep solving the problems, Mr. Kornacki.
God damn it, that is just sexy to me. What, is that a seven? Is that a seven, Steve?
When he pulled that calculator, I was like, what? You gonna tell me the exact answer?
Your khakis and your Gap shirt and your regular tie, dude, and your two-tone belt, you belong to us!
Oh my God! I am so embarrassed, but not really. So, when you're standing at that big board, uh-huh. And you got that damn calculator, how do you keep all your facts straight?
Well, fortunately, I mean, we've got great technology now. It's amazing. You know, I've been, as you say, an election nerd for a lot of my life. And what was possible on an election night, say, 25 years ago, is a fraction of what's possible now. So there's so much information loaded into that board. There's so much we can do with it, any given county, any given state, any given congressional district, demographic information. So we're able to show what's happening in real time with a depth and, I think, a sophistication, hopefully, that just wasn't possible before.
That was such a sophisticated answer. So let me ask you a question. Do you know every single county in the U.S.?
I have at some point encountered all of them in getting ready for elections. There are 3,143. I will admit this. I'll go through a state for an election, and when it is time to go for that state, I'll know them all, but I will not retain a lot of them afterwards. So the big swing states in presidentials, I'm much stronger on than the states that aren't necessarily competitive.
Okay, I have so many important questions to ask you. I really do. Okay, so Biden is losing to Trump. Should we be freaked out right now?
I mean, so there's New York Times polls that came out last week. The six states we think will decide the election in 2024. And yeah, they had Trump ahead in five of those six states. They're all states that Trump had lost in 2020. So really? The thing that's interesting to me is if you look back at the 2020 election, mm-hmm. from this point, fall of 2019 on to Election Day, mm-hmm. there was literally not a single poll that ever had Trump ahead of Biden nationally.
Oh.
We've now had multiple polls that show Trump ahead of Biden.
Really?
So there is a different atmosphere around this looming. And we'll see what happens in the primaries. But this is looking likely to be the matchup again. And Trump is showing a strength, or Biden is showing a weakness that wasn't there the last time in the run-up to the election. So I would take it very seriously, yeah.
Well, okay, Steve, why is Trump still able to run? Am I confused? He's being indicted everywhere. How is he still able to run for president?
Well, look, it's a two-term limit, not a one-term limit. So he can, he served one term.
Okay.
We haven't had a president in modern times lose re-election and then 4 years later say, hey, I'm running again. George Bush Sr. went happily into retirement. Jimmy Carter went and built houses.
Wow.
It's been a while since you've had a president try to do this, but you can. And you bring up all the legal issues around Trump. Hasn't been convicted of anything. And, it's obviously going to be a major factor, I think, just looming over the campaign. But from an eligibility standpoint, it looks like there's no issue.
That makes no sense. Okay, so it's a real chance that Trump
becomes the Republican nominee?
Certainly, again, we're talking polls right now. He is at a level of dominance over that Republican field that we haven't seen from a candidate in a Republican contest in 24 years. The last one was George W. Bush.
Really?
And George W. Bush won the nomination in 2000. He had leads the size that Trump has right now. This is the first time since Bush we've seen a Republican consistently polling this well in the Republican primaries. Now, Bush did get a scare in 2000. John McCain won some states, put a scare into him. Maybe, you know, a DeSantis, maybe a Haley. It's looking like if there's going to be a threat to him, it's one of those two.
Neither one of them is good.
You know?
Well, okay. So I want to ask you to explain the Electoral College debate, because I feel like that's something I can understand from you.
Okay.
I don't want to sound stupid in front of you, my love, but
you don't.
I didn't know what the Electoral College was. I just thought it was where politicians went to college to learn about politics.
Yeah.
So what is it?
It's a bit of a throwback to the earliest days of the country, but how it functions now is essentially the candidate who wins the vote in a state wins the number of electoral votes that that state has. It gets very complicated.
Okay, see, I feel like there's math. Okay, but
sure.
I did something kind of goofy. Okay, so, okay. I got you a little present.
Yes.
It's a calculator.
All right.
I put your name on the back. It's pretty long, but it's okay. It's...
Thank you.
So we can figure those things
Maybe
out now.
Look for this next election.
Yes! Oh my God! If you use my calculator, I'm gonna lose it. Okay, let me ask you one more important question. Now, I heard that you didn't know who Taylor Swift was, which I don't care. But do you know who Beyonce is?
Yes.
Okay, good. Woo, I was going to have to divorce you, Steve. You are awesome. Be sure to watch Steve Kornacki do his thing on NBC and MSNBC.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.